Credit unions can and do provide a financial system that citizens trust and want to see do more. My own local credit union is now offering mortgages, and if I'm going to look for a mortgage finance, there is only one place where I'm going to look for that. I would view it as an honour to owe money locally and see the profit made in my loan going to help other local people. It's not really such a revolutionary idea, but it would be revolutionary for us. Hopefully the state will get fully behind the banking in the community. One thing that we've seen in this country is that the banks do not care for citizens or their workers either. They have striven for profit for shareholders. And then even when we, the people, have been shareholders, the government is not interested in reflecting our needs at that point either. And so for many years, people on the fringes of the banking system, as you would see it, and opposition members have pushed for accommodation of credit unions and post offices in the banking system to serve the needs of citizens. The state has resisted it as much as possible and has made it as difficult as possible for them to provide services. It must have been in the hope that the banking would ride in and head them off. Now that we have seen that that will not happen, so maybe the government will embrace the new reality and make the credit unions and post office the new solution and put as much effort into helping them as they have done for the banks in the past. Thank you.
Now, Deputy Marion Hark.
Thank you, Les Kencorla. In my 2 minutes, I'll concentrate on just one aspect of the future of Irish banking, the role of credit unions. Minister Fleming, I heard your positive comments on credit unions and indeed many other deputies. And your programme for government makes a commitment to enable the credit union movement to grow as a key provider of community banking in this country. My question to you, Minister, is what have you done, what will you do to ensure you deliver on that promise? In my view, legislative change is essential to deliver on that commitment. Just two suggestions. The Credit Union Act, as amended in 2012, is a child of the financial crisis, and it failed to introduce proportionate regulation. We need legislation that's appropriate for credit unions. We need legislation that is proportionate to the risks involved. We need legislation that ensures adequate capital reserves for credit unions. The current Act uses a sledgehammer to crack a nut, and it's failing us. Yes, our banks cost us 64, 70 billion plus, and they needed strong regulation. But credit unions were very different. I remember watching Minister Noonan say there was a half a billion black hole underneath the credit unions. Well, that was not true. The League's own funds covered the majority of any losses. And Minister, I suspect our state is probably in profit right now because of the levies they imposed on credit unions to pay for future losses. Credit unions have paid their way. Secondly, Minister, the register of credit unions must be fully independent. The central bank should not be the regulator. There is a possible conflict of interest, and I believe you must change that situation. Finally, Minister, you have a golden opportunity to serve the citizens of this country by ensuring that we have a strong community banking sector underpinned by credit unions. And if you do that, you will be keeping the promise that this government made to the people.